One gets the sense that the powers in Jamaica are at their wit's end. You get the feeling that, as far as crime is concerned, they have no idea what to do. And this is not a political issue. It's not a party political issue. It's an issue which involves both political parties. And the former government and the present government. The island's crime situation is getting out of hand. And as the killings continue, the authorities seem to be more engaged or more concerned with peripheral issues like slights from Trinidad and Tobago and Barbados. And I just wanted to briefly touch on both issues, because one of the things we talk about is how we our Jamaican nationals are being treated abroad. Well, the country is literally overrun now with Jamaicans who are sent back from the United States, from Canada, and the UK. And in most cases, it's not because these Jamaicans were behaving as model citizens. It is with that thought in mind why these governments have decided, oh, here's a way to remove these people from our shores. So while we engage in petty arguments about whether we should continue to buy products from Trinidad and Tobago, as consequential as that is, that trade imbalance is, it's also imperative that we take stock of ourselves and ask ourselves, why is it that they're saying they don't want us in their country? There's a reason for that. And the reason is simply this. They're saying that Jamaicans commit crimes. Jamaicans come into their country, overstay their welcome, commit crimes, threaten them, and will not obey their laws. And when we self-examine, let's ask ourselves this. What is it that they're wrong, or we just don't want to hear the truth? Because all we have to do is to look around us. Look in Jamaica. Look at our present crime situation. Nobody is safe except the politicians who have round-the-clock bodyguards. And I hear them talking about how murder is going down. I don't know what planet they're living on. I don't know where their universe is, because it's not in mine. Because I don't see crime trending down in Jamaica. And even if there's a lull, there is nothing that you could look at, any trend that is sustainable. Because if you don't implement strategies that will ensure that crime stay at a certain level, any lull, nobody can take credit for it. You can't take credit for a lull in homicides when you don't have strategies in place to prevent homicides. So if it's soccer season and most of the guys are sitting watching soccer and they're not out shooting people, you can't take credit for the lull in crime because there are lower homicide numbers. So what do we do? What do we do? There are two political parties, and each party want to extract mileage from this crime situation, because they're blinkered in their thinking, they're blinkered in their outlook, and nobody recognizes that the country is suffering. Forget about the blood that's running. Investors are not coming in as they could or should. And Jamaican residents are not returning as they would like to. There's a reason for that. It's the homicide rate. Nobody wants to go back and be murdered. Okay, so you can tell me that there's crime everywhere. And you tell me on a per capita, where in the world has this these numbers that we have? And for you who will argue, well, there's crime everywhere, this conversation is not for you. It's not for you. We're talking about rational people who don't want to live barricaded in their homes, expecting at any minute that their life is going to be snuffed out. How can a country pretend to want to grow and talk about prosperity when nobody's safe, not even its police officers are safe? And I say police officers not because their lives are more valuable than anybody else's lives, but because they are the frontline warriors. And when they kill police officers, it's us next. I know a large segment of the population is not that bright in figuring this very, very simple fact. But whether they want to figure it out or they are able to figure it out or not, does not change the fact that without the police officers, this place is going to be a hellhole real soon. If the events of 2010 did not wake these people up, these people who hold power, these people who control the power in our country, if it didn't wake them up, I don't know what will. Because in 2010, militias loyal to underworld figures threatened the stability of the Jamaican state. And it was the security forces that wrestled that power, wrestled and took back the power and gave it back to the politicians. How did they reward the security forces? Well, there's an inquiry going on right now. And they're throwing millions and millions and millions of dollars away to try to implicate members of the security forces, when they should be awarding them medals and placing them on a pedestal. They're trying to put them in prison. And so anybody within the sound of my voice or within who is able to read my blogs, I say this. I do not equivocate when I say this. Set aside all the nonsense you hear about one love, one heart. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. When you go to Jamaica, you risk getting killed. It's as simple as that. It's not just about getting scammed. Wherever you are in the world, you set foot down there, your wrists getting shot. Because a nation does not respect the rule of law. The people are lawless, and the government is complicitly lawless. The opposition party is complicitly lawless. I'm done for now.